Hello and welcome to 3ABN Today cooking program. My name is Valera Babb, and I have a very special guest here with me today. Her name is Marlene McKinney.
Open source vegan.com. Today, let's listen to part two of my interview with Marlene McKinney, a vegan cooking class expert, right now.
And also, you were able to do some cooking classes last year that were on the Three Angels Broadcasting Network. How was that experience?
It was out of this world. I actually am still being aired. I was on there about a few weeks ago, my interview. And there again, as I travel from place to place, even last week, I was here in my little town, and there was a lady shouting all over the store. She says, "I know you," you know, and I said, "Oh dear, here we go again," you know. But the experience of going to Three Angels Broadcasting, which we commonly know as 3ABN, it was so beautiful. A lot of work, because, you know, when you go, you have to prepare all of these dishes to record all of these in one sitting. And one day, you know, you're trying to get two or three programs done in one day. And so it's a lot of work, but the experience, like I told you one time on one of our recordings, now my classes went from 25 students, which was in my home setting, to, I don't know, I can't even count the amount of people that are probably watching. Thousands of people are watching, and we have the opportunity to reach so many more individuals with this message, you know, that we have, that we can share. People can eat healthier and it can still taste good, you know, so that's important too.
Now, what were some of the items that you made while you were being televised on 3ABN?
Oh dear, what did I share with 3ABN? Well, we did some breakfast foods. I don't know if you want me specifically just to say some of them. I can do that.
Yes, you can tell us some of them.
Okay, good. We did waffles. I don't think I ever did scrambled tofu. I might have done scrambled tofu. Sorry, we did fish fingers, which was a big winner there. I won't talk about the granola. That was such a hit. People came, you know, when you get to 3ABN, the beauty of it is we cook and the staff comes to eat. And you know the food tastes good because they come, you know. So they were all lined up and coming to get more of the foods. And we did a variety of different soups and stews. We did lentil stew. We did my all-time favorite, macaroni and cheese. I never do a cooking class without doing macaroni and cheese because it was one of my first dishes that I got to tried to make when I first became a vegetarian, and I was so concerned. I said, "Lord, please help me to get this macaroni and cheese recipe down pack," you know. So we also did stuffed shells, which were made from, you know, instead of using the ricotta cheeses and other cheeses, we used the tofu. We did carob treats. Oh my, that's one of the all-time favorites.
I love carob.
I know you do. We also did curried beef chunks. And, you know, each recipe that I share, I try to instill in people the importance of what we're replacing. Many times people come to a cooking school and they think they're just getting another recipe. This is not just another recipe. Every recipe has a history, has a reason. There's a reason why we're sharing it. And so each of these recipes that I share with 3ABN, there are reasons. So the curried beef chunks, we're trying to replace certain ingredients that are found in regular curry powder that people would prefer you not to use. And so we teach you how to make your own curry. And the cheese and the macaroni, we're teaching you how to make your own cheese by use of cashews and sesame seeds or tahini butter. Who would ever think that you can use these foods or these ingredients to make, you know, cheese sauces?
It is amazing.
It is amazing. It's truly amazing. And, you know, some of the recipes are unique and are my recipes. Some of them I learned over the years, you know, and I've made them mine by, you know, doing a little twist, you know, just a little twist here and there, or adding a little other ingredient here or there. What else did we do for 3ABN? With 3ABN, we did so many recipes. We did a curried vegetable recipe that was one that everyone called about and raved about. We also did a lot of patties. We did veggie patties and thumbprint cookies and baked bean and rice. And so there were so many recipes. As a matter of fact, some of them are even print on my website even today. So, you know, many of those persons who are now even listening they can go to our website and they can, you know, find a lot of these recipes right there.
What is your website address?
It's McKinney's Oven. McKinney'sOven.com. That's McKinney'sOven. McKinney'sOven.com. And when you go there, they can just go straight to 3ABN Today Recipes, and there are about 4 pages here of recipes that they can, you know, just have to try to see if they like them.
That's an excellent resource, and I would strongly recommend that we go there. I have tried your food, and I really like it.
Praise the Lord. I'm happy to hear that.
Now, what gives you the passion to do cooking classes?
You know, Franklin, when I first started doing cooking schools, you know, I had lost 70 pounds, and I had lost it in 5 to 6 months because I had changed my diet. I had changed my eating habits. I had incorporated these foods now into my diet. And people were just coming up to me and asking, what are you doing? How come you're losing all this weight? And, you know, there were people that were just coming. I didn't have to go out in search of students when I first started my program. People were knocking at my door. I had people lined up to do my cooking school for such a long time. And so this really helped to, you know, it gave me the drive. It gave me the drive to continue. But I guess it was, I also found that the more I shared and the more I have the opportunity to, you know, teach these cooking schools and to share my testimony, it helps to keep me on track. You know,
yes.
I know now, hey, people are expecting me to do what I say I'm doing. And so for me, I just love to share. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I don't feel like I'm working. I do get tired, but I don't feel like I'm working when I'm doing it, you know. And so I really enjoy it. I love it. I love doing what I do. I really do. And I hope that I will continue to have the opportunity to share as time goes on, even more.
This concludes part two of our broadcast. Do you want to try out Marlene's vegan mac and cheese recipe? You can find it at opensourcevegan.com and also get information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.
opensourcevegan.com.